Okay, so we are going to talk a little bit about the Rambam's Shita of what Olam Haba is before we start the fifth parak of Ruach Haim, okay? The Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. So the Rambam's Shita is like this. I'm going to share you with you the screen and we're going to learn the Rambam. Okay? Here. So the Rambam says the following. Ha'olam Haba. You know what, I want to, even though I went through the Rambam, but just to understand the significance of the Rambam, let's first introduce what the Pashut understanding would be, okay? The simple way to perhaps understand the Seder HaDavar would be, is that this world will exist for a certain amount of time. After it exists, Mashiach will come. The Mashiach is going to be an experience that it will be within the context of this world. And basically, it will be an experience which will take away all of the challenges that this world poses. Okay, meaning there won't be a gullus, we won't be distracted, we won't be subjugated to the people around us, we won't be, the Yetzer Hara will be much less powerful, and the presence of God will be much more clear. And therefore, we will be able to do mitzvahs properly. The purpose of the Mois HaMashiach is to actually live in the way that Hashem created the world to be, that the world should exist in order to understand, see Hashem in the world. And it's an opportunity to do the avodah that we're supposed to do in a more wholesome, clear, you know, with no outside distractions and really reaching the tachlis that we're supposed to be reaching through Torah and mitzvahs in this world. Okay? Everyone will recognize the MS. Everyone will see that those that follow the MS are, you know, are the top of the world. The world will clearly respect those people who follow Hashem's word, etc. Now, according to the Ramban, basically what's going to happen is that eventually Yemos Mashiach ends. There's a period of Tchias HaMesim. Everyone comes back to life. And then becomes Olam Haba, which is a whole different type of existence, basically.
What you read yesterday about the Olam of Neshamot, where there's no goof.
Yeah, that's
that was Olam Haba.
That's the Rambam. That's the Rambam. This right. is the Ramban, I'm saying. Okay. So the Ramban says the Olam Haba will be after the Yemos HaMashiach, it will be an existence that that there will be Tchias HaMesim and everyone will live forever, and that will be a different type of experience. So the Rambam comes along and basically says something very, very shver, you know, something which seems very problematic. And the Rambam says like this: he says, "Ha'olam haba ain by guf v'gvir. There is no guf in olam haba. Ela nefashos ha'tzadikim bilvad below guf, kimaloch yasharis. And therefore, there's no eating, there's no drinking, and olam haba is a spiritual existence." Okay. So I read you last time the Ravid's question on the Rambam. The Ravid asks on the Rambam, Omar Avram, Divrei Aish Hazeh Be'inai, Krovim L'misha Omar Ein Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. If you ask me, the Rambam is denying the existence of Tchias HaMesim. Okay? Now, obviously, that would be very problematic, right? Because we know that, and this is a big problem. I don't understand this. Chazal definitely did not agree to this. Now, there was rumors being spread about the Rambam that the Rambam denies Tchias HaMesim. He denies the fact that bodies will come back. Okay? The resurrection of the dead. And this was a terrible rumor going around. And in response to that rumor, the Rambam has a letter, and we have the letter. It's called Igeres Tchias HaMesim. And the Rambam goes on to prove and says, what, you think I deny Tchias HaMeisim? You out of your mind? I wrote in my Sefer that anyone that denies Tchias HaMeisim is Ein Lo Chelek Lo Olam Haba. If you deny Tchias HaMeisim, you have no portion in the world to come. How could you accuse me of denying Tchias HaMeisim? Of course that's not true. You're crazy. Anyway, this led to public book burnings of the Rambam. This led to many people calling the Rambam a heretic. And it became a very big, tumult. So what does the Rambam hold about Tchias HaMeisim? Because here it seems very clear that the goof will not come back. Okay?
So does he clarify between this explanation and the Egeret explanation? Does he bridge it?
Yeah. So first of all, there's the Kesef Mishnah. Do we know who wrote the Kesef Mishnah? The Kesef Mishnah is written by Maran Bet Yosef. Okay? So the Bet Yosef over here writes an explanation for the Rambam. And he says like this, She'ein chiluk bein Rabbeinu ve'Araivi, elo b'shemus milvad. He says, the Rambam, of course, is not arguing with the Raivid. Dile Rabbeinu, because the Rambam holds, ha'olam shela'achar hamoves nikra olam haba. The Rambam is not referring to a world which will exist in the future. He's not referring to that. Even though he calls it Olam Haba, which sounds like it's in the future, he's not referring to a world which exists in the future. He's referring to a world that exists right now. Where does this world exist? The world exists in a place that we, in the Shemaim somewhere, or in a place that we don't connect to. And this is where a person's neshama goes after they leave this world. After a person dies, then the body goes, is buried, and the neshama goes to the Olam HaNeshamos. And that's the world that the Rambam is referring to. But says the Beit Yosef, of course the Rambam agrees that eventually, later in time, the Gufim will come back and there'll be Tchias HaMeisim, there will be an existence later. The Rambam is just not talking about that right now. The Rambam is talking, and he's not talking about a later time in history, he's talking about right now. And he's talking about now, what happens to people that are Nifter, says this is their existence. They exist in the world of the Neshamos, and the Neshamos has no Guf. This is the explanation of the Beit Yosef, which would basically mean that the Rambam is not arguing with anybody. He's just referring to something that he's calling Olam Haba, something that they call, they refer to it as Gan Eden or something else. So they're not really arguing, okay? But this explanation of the Rambam is not widely accepted. And I don't think it's the one that the Rambam is mashma in the Igeres Tchias HaMeisim either, okay? So if you do assume that the Rambam is referring to a later existence. He's referring to a time future in history, and this is the way it's going to look. It's going to look like a world of just neshamos. So it does seem puzzling that the Rambam doesn't mention anything about Tchias HaMeisim. Why doesn't he mention anything about that? Okay? So that's what's puzzling, and that seems to be shver. So comes the Rambam in the Igeres, in the letter, and he starts explaining himself. And basically what the Rambam says, okay, this is a little complicated, okay? Mm-hmm. But basically what the Rambam says is the following. The Rambam says is that Tchias HaMeisim, Tchias HaMeisim is, what's going on here? Tchias HaMeisim is like this. Is that it's going to be the following. We live in the world, and the world is going to exist for up to 6,000 years. After that, Mashiach will come. After that, Mashiach will come, and we describe the world of Mashiach. The Rambam's opinion is that Mashiach, the world of Mashiach, will look the same as it looks now. There will be cars. We're not going back to horse and buggy. And we're not going back to washing our clothing by hand. And we're not going back to, you know, all those things. We may even still have Zoom in the days of Mashiach. Okay? Of course, you know, internet will be, kadosh. And there may not even be need for a filter. But the point is that everything will exist as technology will exist. The world will exist as is. However, like we said, there will be no test. There will be no nisoyon. There will be no difficulty in keeping the word of Hashem, says the Rambam. Tchias HaMeisim will be during the time of Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, then all the people will be revived, and the guf of the person will meet up once again with the neshama, and the person will live again in this elevated state of Mashiach. But then, and people will live a long life. People will live like Adam Rishon, like 1,000 years. People will live for a very long life, and they'll enjoy life, and they'll be able to study and come to a level of and then everyone will die again. Then everyone will die again, and then there will be Olam Haba, and that Olam Haba will be a world of only neshamas, and that's what the Rambam is talking about here. It's the world that exists after Mashiach. Okay? So it comes out according to the Rambam that a person's in this world for a finite amount of time. Their neshama accomplished certain things and it goes to a holding spot. Then it comes back for Mashiach. And then it'll die again and the neshama will exist in Olam Haba.
Is there consensus about a world after the Mashiach? Is that
This is the Rambam. Pretty much. But this is for sure in the Rambam, that world is not a continuation of Mashiach.
No, right? For sure. My question is if generally the Rabbanim think that there is a world after Mashiach.
Does everyone agree to this Rambam you're saying?
No, if every Rabbanim, if all the big.
We'll see. The other opinions.
Think that there is a world.
Okay, I'm just saying right now we're focusing on the Rambam's opinion, and tomorrow maybe we'll get to the other opinions, okay? But this is the Rambam's opinion. So the Rambam, this is the Rambam's view. Now, a person may ask, according to the Rambam, what, like the purpose of Tchias HaMeisim seems pretty superfluous. It's not like so major, you know? Because anyway, even if there would be no Tchias HaMeisim, the Neshamos could just go straight to Olam Haba. So, like, what's the point of Tchias HaMeisim in the Rambam? It seems almost superfluous. So the answer for that is because Hashem's Ratzon is that every neshama should have the opportunity. Because remember, in Olam Haba, you're stuck at your level. You're stuck in your level. Whatever level you achieved in this world, you're stuck there. And you can't, if you didn't perfect yourself, you may have to come down in a Gilgul, you may have to do this or that, and it could end up being your person will never really perfect their neshama. So Hashem's Ratzon is that we should have the opportunity to perfect our neshama. The only way to perfect your neshama is when the neshama is in the context of a guf. When the neshama is in the guf, and it's posed by a certain level of physicality, and it supersedes that level of physicality to come to a certain level of level of dveikus and Hashem, that reaches the shlemus of the neshama. That is the completion of the neshama. So therefore, Hashem gives the opportunity for everybody to come back in the Musa Mashiach, and during the days of the Mashiach, they can complete the process of perfecting themselves. Okay, so in other words, whatever work we didn't get done in this world, there's a holding spot in Olam Haba. Hopefully, we'll enjoy that time. Then when Mashiach comes, it will be a Tchias HaMeisim that will put the neshama back with the guf and allow new opportunities for growth, new opportunity to, you know, experience a certain level of growth and shleimus without the nisyonos, without the tests and the difficulties of this world that we live in right now. Right, because all the goyim will realize that we are the main nation. Everyone will see Hashem. Everything will be a lot easier. There'll be a Beis HaMikdash. Everything will be a lot easier to fulfill. We will achieve a new level of shleimus, and then we can after that, and we live for like 1,000 years, and then everyone dies and goes to Olam Haba, just the neshama, which has been perfected through the process of Yemos HaMashiach. Okay. This is the Rabbi, Rambam.
Can I recap what you just said, like quickly? Because I don't think I fully understood. Someone dies, then to the Olam HaNeshamot.
Right.
Okay, then they come back down for Tchiyat HaMeitim.
Which is during Yemos HaMashiach.
During Yemos HaMashiach, and then they go back.
So imagine.
Right. But what happened with that Neshama?
When?
During, until Mashiach come.
It's in the Olam HaNeshamos.
It's not improving.
No, it's not improving. It's just appreciating whatever level it achieved in the meanwhile.
It's a non-interest-bearing savings account. It's like a checking.
Right.
You're frozen.
Right. You're frozen. That's the thing. So you're frozen at the level that you achieved in this world. Okay.
Right, but you get dividends, right, from whatever children or.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, if a person makes an impact on the world, then that impact will, you know, supersede them and continue giving them. But that's the idea. Now, okay. So basically, that's the process according to the Rambam. Okay, so it comes out that Tchias HaMeisim is kind of interesting because there'll be Tchias HaMeisim, but then there'll be death again after Tchias HaMeisim. So, you know, that part is interesting.
Is this a widely held opinion, or this is just Rambam and it's just one opinion?
That was my question exactly about.
Right, no, so I can't talk about everything in 15 minutes.
Is the first time I hear that there is a Olam after Mashiach. That's the first time.
Okay, so this is the first time you're learning the Rambam sheet, I guess.
Yeah.
So this is remember what I'm telling you is that no, I we're going to learn the other opinions later, but remember the Rambam, if you don't say what I'm saying now, the Rambam is extremely controversial because the Rambam is saying is that Olam Haba is without a guf. So that means where when did Tchias HaMeisim happen? Okay, we will discuss the Ramban's shita tomorrow. Okay, the other shita, as you guys said, is it widely accepted or not? But this is the Rambam's opinion, and you know, we'll take him down. The reason why it's important to learn. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about, obviously. But
Rabbi, thank you. It's very important. This.
Yeah, we'll keep on talking about it, and
definitely clarity.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll continue in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. We will pick it up tomorrow, okay?
Excellent.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.